and save £200 per couple with MyJet2. From the amazing Algarve to gorgeous Greece, we've still got great rooms available in our best hotels. Don't miss out. Book now. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. After natural protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. Israel is reporting at least one person's died after rocket strikes in Tel Aviv. Around 20 others have been injured, while the Israeli Fire and Rescue Service says an eight-story residential building's been hit in the city. The country's authorities say it's been coming under fire from both Iran and Yemen. The Iranian-American analyst Benam Ben Talablu thinks Tehran is taking a risk.
This is a kinetic war and an intelligence war. The main tool the Iranians have now are ballistic missiles, and that's where they have quantity. But Israel has a well-layered air and missile defense, and the regime knows that if it begins to throw more volume and it hits a population center, that could be the predicate for a much, much, much harder Israeli retaliation.
Demonstrators in Los Angeles angry about President Trump's immigration policies and his military parade in Washington, D.C., are continuing to clash with police despite the use of tear gas. They've been protesting as part of the new No Kings movement, which is against Donald Trump's style of governing. Police in Minnesota are investigating the fatal shooting of a Democrat politician and her husband are continuing to hunt for their suspect in the case. 57-year-old Vance Bolter has been described as armed and dangerous. And new figures are showing more than 17,000 ScotRail trains were cancelled last year. The Scottish Liberal Democrats are releasing the data after submitting a Freedom of Information request. From Global's newsroom, you are up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And I'm Sam Pittis. Welcome to you. Where do I find you on Sunday morning? Tucked up in the duvet, thinking about what's for breakfast, thinking about big plans for the day ahead. Wherever you are, take a moment to yourself with the music of Vaughan Williams.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM. You're listening to Classic FM.
Always brings a smile, that piece, The Harmonious Blacksmith by Handel, played by Philip Martin. I can't help but picture the idea of Handel nipping in out of the rain into a blacksmith shop and hearing a tune being whistled by a blacksmith. That's as the story goes. It's not a true story, but it's a lovely idea. You can hear the rain in the cascading notes, I think, and also the work of the blacksmith as his hammer comes down repeatedly. So it does just paint a picture, and it's one that sticks with me, even though it's an apocryphal tale. The music of Vaughan Williams, too, Fantasia on a theme by Thomas Tallis, Symphonia of London, directed by John Wilson. And I'm Sam Pittis, enjoying the music, as you can tell. More to come. Hope you're well. Our Dawn chorus in a moment. But next, a work by Elgar, written from sketches that he'd made when he was younger, partly for a play that he and his siblings were putting on, to show that children are misunderstood. Maybe something to remember on Father's Day, the wand of youth. The Serenade from the Wand of Youth, Suite No. 1 by Elgar, the Ulster Orchestra, conducted by Bryden Thompson. The Ulster Orchestra performing at Bangor Abbey later this week. Must say good morning to Kathy, who, on Strauss Jr. earlier, says, "I waltzed in Vienna to the strains of the Blue Danube once. It wasn't blue then, it isn't now, but it is a beautiful river." Good to have you. Hello to Clive in Timperley as well. Lovely that you're enjoying the music. And Jan in Devon's been watching bats have their last fly around before they go to bed. Well, you may just be waking up. Time for Classic FM's Dawn Chorus.
Classic FM.
Eliza's aria by Elena Katz-Chernin, Angèle Dubois and La Pietà performing. Before that, the Requiem Aeternum from John Rutter's Requiem, the Cambridge Singers and the Aurora Orchestra. John Rutter directing on Classic FM, where Stephen Mangan is with you from four this afternoon, Sunday afternoon. It may be putting your feet up, maybe a well-earned rest on Father's Day, or it may be off out into the garden or off out with friends, or maybe it's just, do you know what, you've got jobs that needed doing yesterday, they didn't get done, so you're going to finish them today. Some great musical company with Stephen. Always great chat and great music with Stephen from four. Right now we go to Spain with Rodrigo, and Milos Karadaglic plays the guitar for us.
Thank you.
Fantasia para un gentil hombre by Rodrigo, Milos Karadaglic and the London Philharmonic Orchestra. Yannick Nezet-Segar conducting that opening movement. Welcome to you. I'm Sam Pittis. Always say we're taking it easy on a Sunday morning. Do you find that your pets help you relax? Some research this morning that just having a picture of your dog on your desk at work may be enough to reduce anger and stress. I wonder if you recognise that one. A composer to come, who wrote The Waltz of the Little Dog, said to be inspired by watching a dog chase its tail, otherwise known as the Minute Waltz, although something gentler, a nocturne by Chopin to come on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
When you're transported somewhere you've never been, when you discover hidden gems and amazing sights, when you just can't wait to pack your bags.
It's just stunning.
We should definitely go there.
I'm already looking at flights.
Nice.
Nothing brings us together like great TV. And a TV licence covers you to watch all TV channels so you can enjoy a world of travel from the comfort of your sofa. Search TV licence together.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dreams Stock Clearance Sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams, love your bed.
Have you ever felt like your investment advisor is giving you an off-the-shelf retirement plan? That they just want to put you in a box? But who wants that? At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a box. We create a plan that's just right for you, because it's only right for us if it's right for you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? After my wife Pam died from bowel cancer, I did everything to contribute to today's research, and now I can help fund the discoveries of tomorrow. Whilst Pam never met her grandchildren, leaving a legacy means that even when I'm not here, I can make a difference to their lives.
Gifts in Wills fund a third of our work, helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwills. Together we are beating cancer.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves, remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella!
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM. Classic FM.
Great that, isn't it? Andante Festivo by Sibelius, the English String Orchestra, William Boughton directing. And probably Chopin's most famous nocturne was performed by Jean-Yves Thibaudet on Classic FM. American composer of the turn of the 20th century for us next, A Serenade by William Grant Still. A serenade by William Grant Still, the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, have Lena Eisenberg conducting. We'll hear from Tchaikovsky for our Sunday serenade and the composer who brought him to tears, in a good way, Mozart too, after the Classic FM news.
Classic FM.
At Matalan, style comes in threes. Grab three for two across all Matalan women's wear, including dresses, tops and denim, plus holiday bits, PJs, lingerie, footwear and accessories. Exclusively in your nearest Matalan store. T's and C's apply. Cheapest item free.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert. Nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
People ask me, what's my good place? Sunday lunch with the whole family. And knowing that because I'm over 55, I can withdraw from my pension pot with a few clicks on the Pension Bee website. Ollie, are you feeding the dog?
No.
At Pension Bee, we believe that when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. Go to pensionbee.com and be pension confident. When investing, your capital is at risk. Withdrawals available from the age of 55, 57 from 2028.
The British Red Cross is here to welcome people fleeing the conflict in Ukraine.
We're here to help people to safety when storms hit.
We're here to show anyone struggling that someone cares.
Hiya, that's a huge help.
We're here for humanity. With your support, the Red Cross has helped millions of people in the UK and 190 other countries. Search British Red Cross to support us. Together, we are the world's emergency responders.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dream Stock Clearance Sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock. Iran has carried out two waves of missile attacks on Israel overnight, hitting northern and central parts of the country. Israeli officials say defense systems destroyed most of the missiles, but at least eight people have reportedly been killed. Earlier, the Israeli military said it had carried out air attacks on Iranian nuclear infrastructure sites. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the response to Iran will be swift and decisive.
Pilots over the skies of Tehran will deal blows to the Ayatollah regime that they cannot even imagine. We have indications that senior leaders in Iran are already packing their bags. They sense what's coming.
The Prime Minister has been accused of performing a U-turn after announcing a statutory inquiry into grooming gangs in England and Wales. Sir Keir Starmer says he's accepted recommendations of a report on the nature and scale of group-based child sexual abuse. He dismissed calls earlier this year for a national inquiry, arguing the issue had already been examined. Fiona Goddard was abused in Bradford as a teenager and has waived her right to anonymity.
Well, I'd like to see that things have been looked into other than national conviction statistics, because they do not have an accurate representation of what happened because of how many of these crimes were ignored. I hope that it's looked into in a way where she's highlighted areas of concerns across the UK.
A manhunt's underway for a man suspected of shooting dead a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband and targeting a second politician and his wife. Authorities have warned members of the public not to approach 57-year-old Vance Luther Bolter, who may be armed and dangerous.